Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, inviting you to tune in for Community Matters on Sunday morning starting at 8:30, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through issues that matter most to you right here in Warren. 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on the Greatest Hits 92 Gold.
This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
For joining me for the Community Matters program on 104.3 Kinzu Country and 92 Gold. And joining me on the Community Matters program is Savannah Zimmerman from WCCBI. And we're going to be talking about some of the amazing events that are going to be happening throughout the different communities here in Warren County. And we're going to be talking about how you can get involved in some of these events. So thank you for joining me, Savannah. I'm really glad that we can be covering this stuff.
Thanks for having me, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you know, you guys at WCCBI, you're a really hardworking team, and I really got to give you credit for all the amazing things that you put on in the community. And one of these amazing things that you guys do in the community is a series called Beverages and Business. And I have been excited to be able to talk to you about this for a little while, because it's really nice to see all the different businesses that you guys host these at. And I'm excited to learn a little bit about them. So could you give me some info on the Beverages and Business series?
Sure. Beverages and Business, we had one prior to our March date, and we went to the Draft House. And like you said, we have a slate of different businesses that are getting exposure that wouldn't typically. So we like to offer the 4 p.m. Beverages and Business at the Draft House, which was the last one. But we have New Beginnings for Breakfast, which is a different kind of crowd. At 7:30, you get coffee and a pastry instead of like an after work drink before you go home. So we also are going to hit up Cornerstone, New Beginnings, Snuffy's, Bent Run, the winery, both Broken Straw and Allegheny Cellars, and then Mama Jane's. So it's a whole year's worth of programs for breakfast and the after hours at 4. So
that's really exciting to be able to cover such a large variety of those things. And, you know, the one thing that I have really enjoyed about that is, at least in the ones in the past, and I would assume also with the ones going forward, you guys usually are also able to bring in really cool, timely speakers that are from people here in the community that are able to talk about some of the different things that are happening in the community too. So not only are people able to come to these events and enjoy some of this food and drink, but they're also able to get a nice update as to what's really happening here in the community while they're out there.
Absolutely. And we like to offer it, you know, to anybody that would like to present about a topic that they have, or any local business or nonprofit organization. They want to share some information, but also it's a great chance to network to those that maybe you haven't met before, or if you're new to the community and you want to meet those that are local, it's a great place to get out in the morning or in the afternoon.
April 20th is going to be Cornerstone. May 11th is New Beginnings. And then June 15th is going to be Snuffy's. August 17th is Bent Run. And then November 9th, that's going to be Broken Straw Valley Winery. So with that being said, it's nice that these span across the entire year, basically. So it gives you a great opportunity of things to do all year round. But also it's nice that they're not so frequent that it almost feels like, you know, if you miss one, you're going to miss something big. You know, it gives you an opportunity that you get a break between each one to plan when the next one's going to be, to make sure you can be there for it if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we offer the first drink of whatever. Like you said, you network, you mingle, you meet new people. And if you didn't catch it in the morning, there's a couple coming up in the evening.
I'm excited to now switch gears and switch focus a little bit to talk about some of the other things that are happening here in Warren County. And, you know, one of the things that you're involved with that I find to be pretty interesting is the upcoming Easter egg hunt that's scheduled on April 16th. So would you mind giving us a little bit more information on that?
Sure. It's Saturday, April 16th. It starts at noon. It's at Betts Park. And I think this is my fourth or fifth year hosting it down there. We have a whole list of sponsors and donors that gave this year, which is different, and we're very appreciative of the local support. It's free to the public. It's for kids ages 12 and younger. And one of the best things I think this year is the Homer Subs and More on Market Street donated a 5-pound chocolate Easter egg. And any kid 12 and younger that participates is entered for a chance to win that. So it's a nice little Easter, I wouldn't say little, but a big Easter basket worth of candy right there. So, and it's free. It's free to the public. You know, we don't charge anything for everybody to come. We ask that people do come early to enter for that chance at the Easter egg. Otherwise, it starts right at noon with the youngest kids, the 0 to 3, that get to go first. So
it's such a wholesome event, and it's located centrally in Warren and Betts Park, being that it's an easily accessible place for a lot of people to get to. And, you know, it is really amazing that Homer's stepped up like that to provide that because it's such a really cool and unique prize that you don't really ever see at any of these events like that. So, I mean, I can't imagine taking home a 5-pound chocolate egg. So I can't imagine the look on the kid's face that's going to be able to win that. And it's going to be really exciting to see that. So it's amazing that, you know, you're part of that and you're making that happen here in the community.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I can't wait for that too, to see what kid wins it this year. They're part, the Homer Subs and More partners with the Garland Ridge Muzzleloaders Club, who will also be down there. They're doing a small fundraiser for the Hunt for Life. So it's kind of our organization helping out theirs too, and we get to partner with each other. And there's other vendors that'll be there, but we really appreciate that partnership with both agencies. So
that's one thing that I should mention right now is going to be a little bit of a common theme as we move throughout the other events that we talk about the rest of this year, I guess. WCCBI has really been amazing with bringing out the different members of the community and allowing people that didn't realize that they had similarities with each other to be able to get together, partner up, connect, and do these type of things. And it's really amazing to be able to see it happening with this and throughout the rest of the other events that we're going to be able to see, because as you see through the Food Truck Fest, the softball tournament, and, you know, some of these other events like the Trail Fest at Jake's Rocks, I mean, you constantly are bringing other members of this community together, and it's really amazing to be able to see that.
We really appreciate the local support that we get, and we hope to give to all parts of the community. And it's every event, there's always 24 or more sponsors, vendors, businesses that want to partner on something. They have a great idea and we're just happy to be a part of that. So we appreciate the networking opportunities and getting to learn what everybody does.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about in the same vein is getting, you know, people together to work together on this, job fairs. And we just wrapped up the job fair yesterday at the Days Inn, and that was the first one that you have scheduled. You have a series of job fairs scheduled, which I think is another pretty great opportunity for people in this community. And, you know, obviously with the pandemic that we've been dealing with, it's caused people to lose jobs and, you know, things to shift around in the community. But this is really a great opportunity for people to go. And if they're looking to get a job, you're bringing together a ton of vendors for this.
We do. So it was yesterday, like you mentioned, the 23rd of March, and it's a 3-part series, which is different. We typically only have one maybe in the year. So our next two are June 8th and September 8th at the Days Inn, which works really well because there's parking. We put about 24 employers into the ballroom, and then everybody has a chance to fill out applications on site. If you bring your resume, most of them did open interviews right then and there. So you knew if you had a chance of getting hired. And we had a broad range of employers too. So the industry, Worley's, Betts, Petrix, down to home health care for senior helpers. We had the school district, Kelly Services, the county is in need of positions to fill right now. The Rouse, McKissick, there's a whole slate of agencies that are looking for folks. And I think they had a good turnout. They were happy and appreciative of those that came out. And we're glad to see that some folks are out there looking for jobs and even switching jobs too. There's a lot that are trying out something different. The pandemic kind of told them, maybe I want to take a different career path. So it was a partnership again with Quick Staff of Warren County. So we were grateful for their connections to other agencies that we're looking to hire.
Glad to see that this is going to be happening also in June and in September. And it gives people a really great opportunity, like you said, to be able to network, to be able to learn a little bit more about some of the other job opportunities available in the community. I'm glad to see that there's a lot of good participation in these events, because it really is important to be able to have this here in the community. And it's nice to see the variety that's available. And it's amazing that you guys are bringing this together. So one more time, just so people know, it's going to be the next one scheduled for June 8th. So mark your calendars, June 8th at the Days Inn, going to be from noon to 6 in Warren. And then there's one more scheduled for September 8th of this year. So mark your calendars and make sure that you're able to be there for it.
Yeah, I'd like to real quick mention too, so that we host the Jobs in Warren County Facebook page, and that's a great asset. Thousands of followers looking for jobs, but also exposure for employers that are seeking open positions. So anytime all year round, you're inquiring about a job or you have a position you want to fill, reach out to us. We'll put it out there, and it gets a pretty wide reach on social media. So if you happen to miss the two upcoming job fairs, there's always that avenue as well.
Wow, that's really amazing. And, you know, that's a fascinating thing that we're able to discuss with this, because that's something that I didn't even realize existed. And, you know, when you're able to see that and realize that that's also available on social media and it's right there at your fingertips, It's great. It's amazing that Warren County has all these smaller communities that are different, cultural, vibrant, growing places. And we're able to each have a community day for them. And I understand that there's going to be a few of those scheduled. And the first one that I know of right now, looking at the list here, is Starbrick. And, you know, that's in May. So what are these community days?
It's kind of a new series. So it's like five parts. We have Starbrick, Sheffield, Youngsville, Sugar Grove, and then we're going to do a downtown one for Warren. We want to expand. We want to hit Russell and Tidiute too. So any event out there, if somebody has an idea that we can help with, we'd like to be a part of that for a community day. And it's just bringing that community together, but also exposing them to the rest of the county too. Starbrick's community day is May 21st, and it's at 9 a.m. It's just a county-wide garage sale for them. This is the second year for that, our first year helping them out. And it's Lisa at the Visitors Bureau that's spearheading it with the Starbrick Volunteer Fire Department. They're going to do a chicken barbecue, which is their biggest fundraiser. So we really want to emphasize that and support them. The YMCA is going to have bounce castles for kids. We have Taylor's Treats and White King Coffee coming out there to offer just a little bit extra too in their garage sales. They get about 2-3 dozen different homes on a map that people will be selling things at. So we appreciate, you know, Conowongo Township letting us use their parking lot, the volunteer fire department opening their doors for some craft vendors that'll be inside. And I think their chicken barbecue starts at 11 and it sells out fast. I think if you're not there within like the first half hour, good luck getting one. So.
All right. Well, challenge accepted then. It sounds like that'll be a really great time. And I definitely think I'm really excited to be able to see that. It's really amazing to see the Starbrick community come together for this. And I do think that it's really amazing that it's all going to be, at least in this, and that's the one thing that's really cool is when you're talking about these events and these community days, they're all coming together and celebrating a different thing in each community for what they're going to be doing. And I love that. And the fact that this is going to be about garage sales is just really cool. So I think it's going to be wonderful.
We're really looking forward to that and being able to offer their community out there on the 21st of May. And we're still taking vendor applications for that. So anybody that has questions about it can also contact myself or Lisa at the Visitors Bureau. And we can get you set up with a spot and a booth and show you where you're going to go.
Sheffield's Community Day, that's going to be scheduled in June. Coming up after that, you also have the Warren County Food Truck Festival. But we don't want to skip the Welcome to Warren. And so what is Welcome to Warren? That's scheduled for the middle of June, June 16th.
Yeah, we've done this a couple of years. It's an opportunity. We know we have a lot of new folks that come into the town for jobs and employments with the bigger industries. But also if you're just new to the community and you own your own business out of your office, you're looking to network, you want to find area employers that are seeking jobs. It's at the Struthers Library Theater. And we invite all the major employers to bring in who's new, who in your company do you need to fit in with other people that usually there it's a spouse and the spouse and the kids kind of get left out of the mix. So they don't quite know what's going on locally where the person that's employed with the company is pretty active. So we want to hit all aspects of their family. You're welcome to come from 5 to 7 at the Struthers Library Theater and meet other newbies to the community. We'll tell you about all these events that are happening, opportunities that are available to you to volunteer at and get to know more people.
Wow. Now that's just amazing. And, you know, especially when you think about the community around Warren and how warm and welcoming it is, it's just another great example of that literally in practice. So that's just fantastic that that's something that's available. And it really is just another thing that just kind of benchmarks how great of a community it is that we live in. You know, that we
do. We're very fortunate for where we're at and all the folks that make it a worthwhile place to live and grow up and all the fun and exciting things we can offer.
The food truck festival that happened last year was a big hit, and I am excited to hear that it's going to be returning again this year from July 1st through the 4th. So that's going to be really exciting to be able to talk about a little bit.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. The 4th of July is different this year. It falls on a Monday. So we kind of get the opportunity to expand what we can offer in partnership with the 4th of July committee. I know they've got ironing to work out for the parade and the fireworks, which are the biggest draws, but also we get to bring in more food trucks to the festival. So last year we had about half dozen or so, and this year we plan to expand even further on that. We have a new local restaurant, the Taco Inc., that has a food truck. So that's a new one that we'd like to bring into the community. We have some Erie folks that heard about how well it was that they want to come down and try it out. Some cane food trucks that are interested in being out here. So it's something different for everybody for that first weekend of July leading up to the 4th of July.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, it's amazing to see that it's expanding from last year, and especially because, you know, I understand that this was originally something that was something that you guys had wanted to have happen back in 2020. And obviously the pandemic kind of put a little bit of a hampering on that. And when it happened last year, it happened in a different fashion than what people expected, but it still happened in a really grand fashion when you look at it. And, you know, to be honest, it brought a really, really great crowd of people last year. And it's really just a testament to how great it was last year that people want to get involved with it this year, and that people want to expand and come in from all these other outlying communities in here.
I think we were pretty blown away by the community support for that, the participants that came out. And I think the food vendors were blown away too. Some of them ran out of food at parts. They needed to get more supplies. They had to offer different parts of their menu that they weren't used to. So overall, everybody was really excited and happy. And it was something different for Betts Park in conjunction with a 4th of July celebration. So
absolutely. And, you know, when you look at those two things together, it really couldn't have been a better match that I can think of. And, you know, one thing that I'm excited to talk about when we talk about things that involve community support is another event that's going to be happening a little bit later in August. And this is something that you at WCCBI have been spearheading for a long time. And it's the Warren County Industrial Softball Tournament. That's a big deal. And it's something that's been happening. And one thing that I want to, you know, talk about is the fact that you were able to figure out a way to make it happen in a safe way during the pandemic. So it didn't even ever have to take a break, where a lot of the other events did. You persevered, and it's amazing to see it continuing again this year.
Yeah, we were fortunate in that regard where we could make that event work, and that everybody was understanding of the pandemic's restrictions and guidelines. And so this year it's, you know, back in full swing to hopefully normal conditions. And it's a overall countywide just feeling of a giant picnic. You're there, you're doing softball. It's every industry's has something set up. They have competitions between themselves, but it's fun. And it's just bringing everybody together. Their families are included in that. You come, you watch a game, you eat great food. For the food vendors that are down there too. And it's over the course of 3 days, the 19th, 20th, and 21st of August.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's the thing. It does bring in a lot of different people from a lot of different industries, and it's always been a really great time. You guys have been doing it for a long time here in Warren, and I'm glad to see that continuing. Now, the next thing that's going to be happening that I understand is also the Youngsville Community Day is also going to be in the month of August. I'm not sure if a date has been necessarily nailed down for that, but it's another great community that's here in Warren. And, you know, Youngsville does some really, really great things. I understand last year they also did a Light Up Youngsville event, and they also did one the year prior in winter, you know, around the same time as the Christmas parade. So it's nice to see that there is another, you know, facet of this community that a ton of different community things are happening in.
Youngsville is great because they have what's called their Heart and Soul Committee. It's somewhat new this year, ended last year into this year, that John here at the Chamber lives in Youngsville, and he works with Wendy Wilcox, the Youngsville Borough Manager. She's new out there as well. And they came together with a group of individuals that live out there. They're passionate about their community, and they made the Heart and Soul Committee. So one of the ideas that came out of the community days was Youngsville used to have a corn festival. And I know a lot of people are, a lot of people understand and have been exposed to that in previous years. It's gone to the wayside for a number. And then this time we want to bring it back for August. No date has been set. We're trying to work out some logistics with other events because August is a busy month overall. I mean, you got the fair, we have our industrial softball tournament. There's things in all parts of the county that people try to get to. So we're excited to bring back the Corn Fest. We're kind of going to blow it out of the water with corn eating competitions, partner with the volunteer fire department out there. The churches are so active and their community is great. It's right downtown. Everybody comes together.
Lakeshore Community Services has a number you're going to love. $2,000. That's our current sign-on bonus amount and start at $15.60 an hour. We offer a 403B, great benefits, and have 36 years of serving people with disabilities in Erie, Warren, Ridgeway, and Kane. Apply right now at lakeshorecs.org. That's lakeshorecs.org. 2,000 more reasons for us to say you're going to love it. Pride at Lakeshore Community Services.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
The Sugar Grove community, their community day, obviously that's scheduled for a month later. That's going to be in September. But they're another really unique community that brings a lot to Warren County when you look at, you know, the different variety of things that are here. And I'm excited to learn a little bit about what they have planned for theirs, because their community day is just a little bit like a week, just a little over a week before the Trail Fest. So, you know, a lot of really exciting things happening in September too.
The Sugar Grove community day is going to be fun. We're going to offer line dancing in the street. And we found a local line dance, square dance caller that's going to offer his services to us. We're going to close down Sugar Grove, the main street area, have food and craft vendors, carnival games. The YMCA is going to bring family games and activities for that event. And it's penciled in for September 10th. In conjunction, they're going to also have countywide like garage sales out there as well. Really exciting to see that come together. They're talking about bounce houses and dunk tanks and everything fun that you want to have in kind of the fall festival. So that one's exciting.
Wow. Geez, I'm going to have to dust off the boots. That's going to be exciting. Wow.
Yeah. I think if you're going to go out there dancing, yeah, we'd all like to see that.
You know, I think I might have to. It's pretty exciting to be able to see that. I cannot believe that. And especially, that's the one thing that, you know we had started talking about this and there was a ton of different topics that we wanted to be able to make sure that we hit. But one thing that I want to make sure that we discuss with this is when you look at all of these different community days, it just shows the cool variety of different cultural aspects that are here in Warren County. And it's amazing because when you choose, like when you look at each of these different community days, it gives you something really great and different to be able to highlight. And I just think that's amazing. So
yeah, we're really a unique community when it comes to like our history and our cultures of each community and every community in Warren County. We're all one, but each one has their own unique thing that they've had. Like Youngsville's Corn Fest used to happen. Sugar Grove has different events that they do, but there's things that have gone to the wayside over the years that we realize people really enjoyed that. And if we get back to the boots on the ground, heritage from where we all come from, these are things that we can offer. And it's something fun. There's always something fun to do in Warren County. And seeing it come together and being a part of it is exciting here at the Chamber.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about with that, especially, you know, about bringing things like this together, the Trails at Jake's Rocks, the Trail Fest, that is a big event that you guys have been doing for a long time. It brings mountain bike riders in from all sorts of areas, other states, sometimes other countries in the past. And, you know, this is a really big deal that people come all the way to, you know, check out Jake's Rocks for this event that you guys have been putting on. So let's talk a little bit about that. Are there any big changes or plans for this year compared to the previous?
The trails have exploded. And I know people kind of get the notion like, oh, it's just for biking, but it's not. If you're a hiker, a walker, if you have dogs, little children, your families, if you want to use a picnic table and have a picnic with some great views, those trail systems, over 30 miles of them, are worth a day trip out there. You could spend a whole day walking around and exploring, seeing all the beautiful Allegheny National Forest that Warren County has to offer. And the mountain bikers, they're just a fun group. They like to have fun. They like to ride. It's carefree. You know, they do their own demos. They have their own little mini races. They put together groups of trail rides at night. And God bless those guys that put their lamps on and ride down those trails at night. And they fly. Some of them go so fast, it's just like a whirlwind. And there's others that take it slow and they just enjoy it. So it's a mix of people, men, women, little kids that are just on their training bikes out there. And it's a big event for the local bike shop too. Andy at the cycle shop here has been a great advocate and supporter of the trails. And I know, you know, Mr. Decker here at the office, he's a big rider as well. And it's just something that's different. We don't have that here in Warren County, and it brings in thousands and thousands of people all year round. They stay in our hotels, they eat local, and they just come out to enjoy what Warren County has to offer.
We talk about the events that go on for this Trail Fest that you do, but, you know, I did have to mention WCCBI, you guys sponsor, I believe, 9 trails in the whole system there. And those are a really cool, large variety of trails that you can hike. And I have to admit, I was able to hike one of them a couple of weeks ago, and it is beautiful. They're really well maintained. So, you know, when you mentioned to people that they should get out there and do it, you guys really are actually doing it as well. And like you said, you know, Jim being out there and being an enthusiast of this stuff as well, it just shows you guys are also out here doing the same things that you guys mentioned and encourage the community to do. It's really great stuff.
Yeah, we're a big supporter of community in general, but I know I'm not the mountain bikers. So Jim and his family are. I go and I hike and I walk with my kids, and John with his boys and his wife, they're always out in the woods constantly. So they're hiking and walking. We're utilizing, you know, the water access too with the Kinzu and the reservoir. We're just fortunate in Warren County for the Allegheny National Forest and the Allegheny River. We bring in so many individuals of all walks of life, from experienced to novice, and there's not one trail out there that not one person couldn't do. So it's something fun and unique for everybody.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is a really amazing thing that people are able to come in from all the other aspects to be able to see this place, because I know people do travel from states to come see this place and see the forest, and it is pretty amazing. Now, you know, one thing that's a little bit different from that, we're going to shift gears a little bit now, talk about what's coming up in the month of October. If you don't really like walking in the woods and you'd like to walk downtown, I understand you're going to be doing the sidewalk sale day in October. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, our big partner with that, because it's all about partnerships here at the Chamber, is Warren Antiques and Giftware. We actually penciled in the date this morning for October 14th. 15th, 16th, that weekend. And we're going to do a fall festival walk. So we'll have the beer and wine folks, crafters. We'll have anybody that's looking to sell like home goods. If they want to bring a table down and a tent, they can set up. And it's just, you take a trip around those few blocks, downtown Warren, Liberty Street, Second Avenue, Pennsylvania Avenue. And we'd like to hit Clark Street for Allegheny Outfitters and Bent Run. It's a nice block. You kind of get to see the historical homes as well as the retail. And we're pretty fortunate to have all the retail and food industry right downtown.
Absolutely. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And I have to say, here at 92 Gold, we're really fortunate to have, you know, all of those stores that you've just been talking about right downstairs, you know, literally at our feet. So do encourage anybody that happens to be available for those days to come down, check it out, come see what's going on here in downtown Warren, check out the sidewalk sales, and, you know, go for a little walk around the block. I honestly do that exact walk quite frequently when it's nice out. It's really beautiful, and I really highly encourage people to come do it.
Yeah, I like to take that trip too over on Market Street. You know, we're just a little bit out, so it's a nice jaunt around the couple of blocks. You stop at the plaza, you know, you can go to the Tybo House on Market Street. There's Allegheny Outfitters, Bent Run, Christie's, all the downtown. You get something food-wise for anybody. There's not one food item that you couldn't find. And then retail. We're fortunate to have our local small shops that are down there and selling their goods. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're right about that. And it really is pretty amazing to see some of the shops down here. And I really do enjoy being able to, and that's one of the things that I don't think we really ever talk about here actually on the air, is, you know, how nice it actually happens to be being here in downtown Warren, because I park the car, I go walk. And, you know, first of all, if I'm getting a little bit later in the morning, it's amazing because I get to smell the really delicious food being made at the plaza when I'm walking in. So that's pretty awesome to start with. But it's nice to see all the businesses that are open and all the small little, you know, antique shops and local places that are available here in downtown Warren. So it really is pretty awesome to see that on a normal day, and especially when they're doing a sidewalk sale day that brings all of them to bring the stuff out on the sidewalk, because then it's right there for you.
Yeah. And October's a fun time. We don't have a lot going on in the fall. There's other parts of the community that do. I know Johnny Appleseed is a huge festival out in Sheffield. That's like the second weekend in October. But for right downtown, there's not a whole lot. And for the local crafters and any like home goods vendor, October's a good time. You get the pre-Christmas holiday rush, and anybody coming out of spring that's looking to get rid of things too. So it's a good variety of individuals.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, we're actually getting toward the end of the events that are scheduled for that we're going to be talking about for right now for the year. But, you know, with that being said, there's been a ton of things that we've been able to cover, and they're all relating to the different ways that people are interacting here in the community and bringing the community together. And one of the things that you guys do to kind of wrap that up at the end of every year, which I think is pretty wonderful, is the annual dinner and awards gala that you host. And that's going to be scheduled for November 17th this year, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of businesses and a lot of great things that happen in the community. There's great individuals too. There's people that go above and beyond the daily call, that volunteer, they give their heart and their soul to our community. And we appreciate that. We want to recognize all the groups, the nonprofits, the businesses, the local supporters that do great things all year in one place. And we give a couple of awards, we give you dinner, and we tell you what we do too. And it's just a nice roundabout way to close out the year for the entire season. So the 2022 event schedule is pretty packed this year. We're fortunate. We're excited to come back full bore from the height of the COVID pandemic and offer some new things. So,
absolutely. And, you know, especially this year, new things are what you are really offering. So it's pretty amazing to see all these large varieties of different community days that are going to be available. Talking about the amazing job fair series that you have going on, that's, you know, certainly a lot of work to put together, but definitely well worth it. And, you know, we can't forget the beverage and business series that is still available. You have the upcoming one scheduled for March 30th, which is coming up very soon. And one thing that we do want to round out the year with talking about is your Christmas parade and walk that's scheduled for December 2nd this year. And I know that's always been a really big fixture in the community. It was a really great opportunity last year, and I know it continues to be. So do you have any details available for that yet?
On December 2nd, that first Friday there in December, we do the annual Christmas parade and walk. And I think anybody knows that those streets get packed for people. And it doesn't matter if it's raining or snowing. We just want to see all those great floats, those great organizations that come together. McKissick, who does the Whoville, is huge. They've expanded over the last couple of years, even during the pandemic, to offer something totally different for kids that absolutely love the Grinch and Cindy Lou Who, and they have candy and giveaway. I know Virgin Flowers, she does her very beautiful display in her window. And we just have a really great start to the holiday season, because I think winter in Warren County is something spectacular. If you get that chance, just go out, see the snow and the trees, and everybody loves the sign on the bank there of the Allegheny. So it's a great community asset that we have, and we're excited to offer every year. That's one of the fun ones that we like to participate.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it really does kick off the winter season really well. And, you know, one thing that I do have to say, we did just kind of round out the winter season here as recording. You guys did the Winterfest this year. I wanted to get your opinion real quick before we wrap up. How do you think the Winterfest went for this year? Pretty good?
Yeah, I think it went pretty well. We took a step back, and we hadn't been a part of it for about, you know, 10 years or so. And so it was a completely different dynamic where we almost had to reinvent the wheel and start it up from the beginning. And we took a look at what went well in previous years and new things we could offer. And one of those new things was the Fat Tire bike organized ride that Andy put together. And I think people forget there's trail systems out there at Chapman as well. And you can take your Fat Tire bike and you can ride through the snow. I wouldn't, but you can. And if you do, that's great. And I think people enjoy snowshoeing. They ski across the frozen Chapman Lake. If the weather conditions are ideal, there's ice fishing, and Chapman offers great educational activities for the kids. They brought in different state park representatives, and it wasn't just central to us. They showed us that there's a whole lot out there in Pennsylvania that we're fortunate for recreation and outdoor activities. So Winterfest was great for vendors. We had some, you know, trouble like any event does. There's always a tent that falls or it rains or something, and it's just inevitable. But vendors were happy and they were excited to be back. And I think they're going to be extra excited for the new offerings we have for next Winterfest in 2023.
Awesome. Well, I definitely think it's going to be really exciting to see that. And, you know, I'm personally just really excited to see this whole slate of events that you guys have planned for this year. You know, honestly, looking at all these, the more that I'm thinking about looking at these and the more that I see them, the more that I just think, wow, you know, I really have to I really have to start blocking my schedule out because there's a lot of different things happening in the community that's going to hopefully take me to a lot of different places this year, because it's looking like there's going to be a lot of fun things happening here in Warren County and a lot that you're all involved with. So, you know, one thing that I do have to say before we wrap up is thank you, and thank you to John, and thank you to Jim for everything that you do at WCCBI, because you guys are really what makes this stuff happen for a lot of these events. And you're the facilitator that brings together all of these people. You bring the community together, you're bringing the vendors together, and you're bringing all the other people that make this happen together. And it's really important because there's a ton of stuff that you guys are doing.
Thank you, Aaron. Those are extremely kind words. And we thank the community, because all of these activities, they can't happen without the community. And we might just be the facilitator that helps, you know, manage if you have obstacles, if you're new to running events and you don't know what to do or what paperwork to file, we'll help you. And we're excited to bring ideas to life. But ultimately, it comes down to the community and the community support with sponsorships and partners that just make those great events happen. And anybody in Warren County can find something to do on any weekend. And if anybody had an event that they want to help with or wants us to help with, we have the community calendar of events on our website. And I know that you do that as well, that it's constantly updating with new information month by month. So if you're looking for things to do, I would recommend that they check both of those out and reach out to us to get something going.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that is, you know, 100% the best way to do it. And, you know, obviously, if people happen to hear it on our stations, they know, you know, the community calendar is something that we try to stay on top of with the different events that are happening in the area. And, you know, with all of these events that we've been able to talk about today, hopefully people start to, you know, have a complete understanding of everything that you guys are involved with in the community. And, you know, hopefully they understand that they can check it out and find it online, because that is one really amazing thing. Because if people do happen to hear it here on the radio, it's one thing, but if you want to pull it up and be able to see the actual schedule in front of your eyes, you can do that, which when you look at all of the amazing events that are scheduled for this year, you kind of need to, so you can block it out on your calendar, because you don't want to miss some of these amazing things like either the Corn Fest or, you know, the Sugar Grove Community Day. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I know. My weekends fill up fast from working and enjoying, and it's great to have that for our community. It's a large county. We service a large square mileage, but there's always something to do, rain or shine, every part of the season, in all aspects for everybody, kids to adults. There's something to do for everybody. And we in Warren County are fortunate for all that support and all those that give and give back and donate their time. The volunteers, we could not do any of these events without them. And they go above and beyond because they see that greater good too. We're all here. We're serving one purpose. We want people to stay, work, live, and play in Warren County.
Absolutely. Well, Savannah, thank you for taking the time to join me today to go through this stuff. I'm really glad that we could highlight all of these wonderful events that are happening here in Warren County and, you know, getting a little bit of insight as to how they work and stuff like that. So with that being said, if people want to get more information, they can go to your Facebook page, the Warren County Chamber of Business and Industry, or go to WCCBI.org. And that's really the best place to get all their information that you could really be looking for, because it's all posted right there, like we just mentioned, on the community calendar. So Savannah, thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate that. Anybody that wants to call, they can call the office too, or stop in and see me at Market Street. I like seeing everybody now through the pandemic, back to face-to-face interactions. It's good here in the office. So, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at some of these events with your cowboy boots on, boot scooting it.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be fun. So looking forward to it. And I hope you have a good rest of your day and have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, Aaron. I really appreciate you taking the time for this.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.
Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, and I'm inviting you to tune in to Community Matters Sunday morning starting 8:30 a.m. brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through the issues that matter to you right here in Warren at 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on Warren's Country Station, 104.3 Kinzu Country.